Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
Stiz Grimy.
Yo, girl.
Danielle with headlines.
I gotta like get knocked up in like the next 3 months.
She would grab your genitalia and then lick you from your Adam's apple up across your face.
When she's sober, you're a four. When she's got a buzz on, you're an eight. Right.
I am going to make, hold on a second, I'm going to make your wildest dreams come.
Yeah, that's usually what it's like.
And health nut, Mike Hsu.
That's steak to steakums right there.
He referred to me as Fatty McFatFat.
You're so high right now, I could punch your lights out.
My three favorite things, chicken, hot pie.
Get a Long Island iced tea and an IV bag.
It's the Hillman Morning Show.
It's definitely not for everybody, and that's totally okay. I also don't recommend bringing your children.
It's not one size fits all.
Dumping is going to happen to myself.
Please share this, and let's show everyone how powerful it is.
Let's all take one for the team.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll get that later on.
Is going on, everybody?
Hello.
It is almost officially the first day of spring. I mean, I think they call it the first day of spring. It doesn't get underway until 6 p.m. this evening, but for all intents and purposes,
thank you.
Welcome to spring. I was going to ask right off the bat if there is one thing for any of you, and when I say you, not only do I mean you three buffoons, but
hey,
I mean,
hey, wait a second.
I mean, whoever is,
I'm stupid, but I'm not a buffoon.
Right? LB LB may be dumb, but he's no dumb.
Right?
I know. I'm and I mean the rest of you buffoons who are up and at 'em at 6:02 this morning. is there one thing in our region that that happens and indicates to you, signals to you that it is finally spring?
Yes.
Yes.
For me, there, when I start seeing, you know, the make way for duckling statues, the little bronze statues down by the Fenway area?
Of course I do. I love ducks.
I think that's where they are.
Who doesn't like ducklings?
When people start posting the photos of them in their little Red Sox jerseys, spring.
Yeah, when people are taking selfies for the Instagram with the ducklings.
Putting their little kids there on the mama duck.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I like when they start to show the photos of the chinners standing outside at Sullivan's enjoying a hot dog.
That's delicious.
Because, you know, the spring is. Is there anything for you, Shu?
You know, it's the little blooms that come up from the ground.
Uh-huh.
And along with those, as the snow melts, all the empty nip bottles and syringes garbage that appears
welcome to Worcester.
Layers of ice for a while.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
It's beautiful.
What about you, LB?
I just stumble along.
Okay.
That's why we love New England, Hill Dog. Four seasons. They just roll together.
I know what LB's signal of spring is. It's when there's an influx of BU co-eds running along the Charles River.
Yes. In their yoga pants.
Yes. Yeah. Toro Drive, the greatest mile and a half of all time.
Yeah. All right. Well, it is welcome to your show. On the first day of spring 2019, and Texter says for them, it is the opening of the baseball season.
Yes.
And when baseball season gets underway, that means that spring has officially arrived.
Sure. Next week.
That's Boston.
Yeah. If you would like to be on this show this morning, the The number to call is 617-764-WAAF. That's 617-764-9223. Or you can text your comment anytime over the next 4 hours. And the text line is 97107. And I believe this texter is correct. They say that spring is officially here when the Wellesley Dunkin' Donuts runs out of pumpkin spice. So
you have to ask every day. Is this, there's one pump left, right? Can you save me that one pump for tomorrow?
On the show this morning at 8, we are going to play your Hillmail voicemail messages. So you can leave a Hillmail voicemail message right now on any topic. The Hillmail voicemail number is 617-779-5463. That is 617-779-5463. Here's a text that says, LB, there are only two seasons in New England, winter and construction. I didn't know that was officially a season, but yes, this is a good point. Mm-hmm. All right, so Hillmail messages. You leave one of those, and we will play your messages back at 8 on this morning's show. I know I've been plugging it a lot lately, but I just want to put a mention in quick for tonight's Greg Hill Foundation event. Is that okay?
I suppose. It's for the kids.
I don't know.
And the adults.
I don't know if you follow me on the gram, but very difficult day yesterday for me because I am frugal.
Cheap.
I ended up feeling like I needed a new meeting sport coat because I wear the same meeting sport coat in every photo that has ever been taken of a Greg Hill Foundation event. So I went and got one, and I posted on my Instagram a photo of the tailor.
Yeah.
Measuring my gigantic hands.
Yeah.
And first of all, the comments on that photo are extraordinary. Bold. That's why I love our people.
But 3.5 inches?
Oh my God.
LB, my hands are larger than some parts of South Boston. Anyway, I will be debuting a new meeting coat at tonight's Greg Hill Foundation annual event at the UMass Club in Boston. And I would love for you to be there and join me tonight for this event.
So you went from one very specific looking sport coat to an even more specific looking sport coat.
Yes, you're right, Danielle.
It's nice, though. I like the fabric / pattern, whatever you get going
you go
on there.
Plaid?
I'm a fan. This might actually make me attracted to you.
It's not technically plaid, but it is an interesting. it's an interesting pattern. I think I will be. To be honest with you, half of me when I'm buying something like that thinks back to my tiny hands or to the silver puffy jacket, and I buy things that I will be ridiculed for. I don't know why. I don't know why I do. But anyhow, join me tonight, UMass Club here in Boston, for fantastic food and drink. And the opportunity to hear the inspirational stories from our beneficiaries, those that you have helped over the past year when it comes to the foundation. So you can still get tickets. You can eat and drink to your heart's content for a very reasonable donation made to the foundation. Are you coming tonight?
Yes, I'll be there.
Excellent. It's a great event. Love to see you there. That's my plug. I just wanted to get it in one time early this morning.
Yes. So, that's what she said.
Yep.
just for people to know too, because I know people are always curious about how the foundation works. These events, like the day's events, are how the foundation is able to come up with the matching funds when we do the fundraising.
Yes, yes.
A lot of people wonder, where does that money come from? And obviously, you know, you do your donations when we do the on-air fundraiser, which we gratefully appreciate. But these events are how the match happens. So if you haven't been able to donate to a particular beneficiary, but you still want to show your support, certainly you can do that at an event like this.
100%. And I'd like to thank our sponsors, Lair Realty and Tito's Delicious Vodka and Echo Store Technologies. And if you're wondering, when I was at the tailor yesterday after buying my new meeting coat, I did have a little something taken out down in that particular area, if you know what I mean.
Another thing, the crotch down where your nuts hang is always a little too tight. So when you make them up, give me an inch that I can let out there, because they cut me. When I gain a little weight, they cut me under there. So leave me, you never do have much margin there. But see if you can't leave me about an inch from the, where the zipper ends, around under my, back to my bunghole, so I can let it out there if I need to. Mm.
There he is, ladies and gentlemen, President That's Lyndon right. Baines Johnson.
That's right.
Crushing All right. beers at the White House.
I am, right now it is 6:10, and I am going to throw it to Danielle to tell us what is coming up next.
Well, Gerg, I think I may have found the perfect pair of meeting sneakers for you to purchase, but the rest of us won't believe what kind of sneakers Gucci is trying to sell.
Oh, okay.
And a woman has learned that inventing your own home remedy can be dangerous.
Oh, all right. All of that and the rest of today's news with Deandra coming up next. Well, I mean, the meeting coat shaming has begun, and it's only 6:20. I mentioned at the start of the show that I got a new meeting sport coat, and during the break, I got a text which says, Gregory, I just looked at your Instagram and realized that my grandmother has a couch in the same material that your new jacket is in, only hers is covered with plastic.
Right,
Whatever.
Your jacket's made of doilies.
Listen, I'm fine. Shame me all you want. That's why I'm here. I'm here to be ridiculed. That's why I come in here every day.
Can I ask you a threshold question?
Sure.
Was the coat in the 3-figure range or the 4-figure range?
Why do you have to do that to me?
That's over. Yeah.
Listen,
that's over a grand.
I will tell you this.
It was custom. Damn it!
It wasn't.
They were holding a little old Italian man in the back, and he's got arthritis in his hands, and they were saying, "So, Giuseppe." Oh, God.
Listen, I went to. I went to Mr. Sid's, and I liked the jacket, and so I got the thing tailored because apparently one of my arms is inordinately shorter than my other arm. I think we all know why my right arm is more developed than my left arm. My right arm gets a lot of action. After the tailor was done, and I made the mistake of when I looked at the price tag, and I had no option but to go through with the purchase, because it would have been embarrassing if I ran out of there instead of going to Milton's.
Is it a one button?
I believe there's two buttons. Both will pop mid-evening tonight at the UMass Club. Mm-hmm. Both will pop off and hit somebody in the eye.
Do you have patches on the elbows?
I don't believe there's any patches. No. What do you think, I'm a college professor?
Wow. Yeah.
No hand ticking on the pocket, on the crest?
There might be.
Uh-oh, a little bit.
All right.
It's your Seinfeld reference. Jerry returns the jacket out of spite. Hey, Mr. Sid, I'd like to return this.
Here's a 978 text that says, Greg, you completely glossed over the fact that Danielle said that she would find you attractive. This is your moment for the first time in 10 years.
I said might.
She did say, no, did you say might? Okay. All right. All right. Well, anyway, I'll probably go live on Instagram tonight at the event, and I'll let you see the jacket so that you can mock and ridicule me over it live on the Instagram. And big event tonight. I hope you'll join me for our foundation's annual event. And you have donated an awful lot over the last 8 years for the Greg Hill Foundation. And tonight you should come and hear the stories of those who you have helped at the UMass Club in Boston. You can get your tickets when you go to our newly revamped website, thegreghillfoundation.org. That's thegreghillfoundation.org. New website. Change your website, change your life, and
it's very easy to navigate.
It's very easy to navigate, yes, especially if you're somebody who is of an advanced age. Speaking of the foundation, tomorrow morning on this show, I will announce the details for the second annual Greg Hill Foundation Cornhole Tournament in Maine. And last year it sold out rapidly. I'm sure that will happen tomorrow. So make sure that you, if you're planning on going and you're going to enter a team and you want to win it all this year, make sure you're listening tomorrow morning, because almost as soon as I announce, I'm guessing that it will fill up.
Yeah.
So it's on Saturday, June 1st this year, up at the Brunswick in Old Orchard Beach. That's old without the E. Old Orchard Beach. And we will, obviously, we are doing our best to add some teams, but tomorrow morning is when I make the big reveal. Today's weather for the first day of spring is brought to you by the City of Boston Credit Union, and it is going to be sunny and in the 50s today.
Yeah,
baby. Nice.
So beautiful first day of spring around here. Currently, it is 30 in scenic, secure Brighton, Massachusetts. And membership at the City of Boston Credit Union is open to everyone that lives, works, or goes to school in Norfolk, Suffolk, and now Middlesex counties. Visit cityofbostoncreditunion.com for membership information. The City of Boston Credit Union, uniquely Boston.
So let's talk about these sneakers that Gucci is trying to foist on the unsuspecting public, because it's ridiculous.
Okay.
So we know a lot of these high-end fashion brands come out with weird things. And, you know, we've talked about jeans in the past that have been shredded into bits, and they want you to pay a ton of money for stuff that looks like it's been used.
Right.
So they have these new distressed sneakers from Gucci.
Wait a second. Distressed sneakers?
Distressed. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
I mean, once you buy a pair of Keds or any other kind of sneakers and you wear them for a couple days, they're distressed.
Exactly.
I don't need Gucci to distress my sneakers for me.
Well, they're called screener sneakers,
yeah.
And they literally look dirty. Like, they look like you'd something you would pick up at Goodwill. Greg,
yeah.
That's a secondhand store where people donate items and then you can buy them.
Okay. No tailoring there.
No, no tailoring there.
Yeah.
The low-top versions sell for a cool $870.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
All right, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Yes?
Eat a bag on that one.
Yep.
Gucci can just eat everything in the bag.
Okay. Might have. Okay. And there's the high top version for $930.
Stop.
They went on sale last month, but they didn't really get the attention of the internet until this week.
There's some people who will buy this kind of a thing.
Oh, yeah. There are a lot
Excuse
of people.
Me. Who wore the jeans?
What do you mean?
What were those $300 jeans that you wasted
LB.
Money on?
Can we stop talking? This show is not about me.
Levi's 505s, baby. Straight fit.
Greg doesn't really have a body for straight fit.
$29.99.
You buy them in bulk at the Costco's.
Yeah,
so
right?
that's crazy. So almost $1,000 for a pair of distressed sneakers.
But you're wearing Gucci.
I have a lot of pairs of, speaking of jeans, a lot of the jeans that I wear are distressed and around the waist area.
Yes, exactly.
I could sell those. Yeah.
So do they pay like kids from Guatemala like 25 cents an hour to run around in these and distress them before they sell them?
Yeah, of course they do.
Okay. That's how they distress them.
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Well, if you would like.
Actually, that's not funny.
That's ridiculous.
If you would like to see the sneakers, I have just shared a link on my Twitter feed this morning. To follow me on Twitter, it's GregHill107, and you can go there and take a look at the $800, almost $900 distressed sneakers and decide for yourself as to whether or not you would like to buy them. I will say this, if you'd like to buy a pair of distressed sneakers, I can offer you one for way less, a pair for a couple hundred bucks or something like that.
Those sneakers are worth more than my car.
That's
unbelievable.
That's true.
That's like a mortgage payment.
For
sneakers.
All right, so go to my Twitter feed for more information on that, or if you want to share that with your friends and laugh at those who would blow that much money on sneakers. GregHill107 on Twitter. That's how you can find me and follow me. And if you want to share some comments this morning that are making fun of me for the fabric pattern of my new meeting sport coat that I will be wearing tonight.
Couch.
You can see it on my Instagram and give me the follow on the Instagram so you can stay up to date with what's happening on this show and with the foundation and all that stuff. And to follow me on Instagram, I am GregHill107. That is GregHill107. If you'd like to call and you'd like to be on the show this morning, you could do it on the Framingham Ford studio line. That number is 617-764-WAAF. Or if you would like to text, you can text on the text line, which is 97107. This right here is JR on the Framingham Ford studio line. Good morning, JR.
Morning, guys. How you doing?
What's up?
Hey, Junior.
Good, good. I just, this distress sneaker thing had me thinking back to something Steven Tyler once said. He said, "You have no idea how expensive it is to look this cheap."
Right?
Right.
That's pretty good.
That's awesome.
Pretty good line. All right. The news. Right off the bat this morning, brought to you by
Cantiani Insurance. Waiting in line at the registry is awful. Cantiani Insurance goes for their clients every day for free. Want to save money? Call 508-791-2088 or go to CantianiAgency.com for all of your insurance needs. Cantiani Insurance in Worcester or the East Douglas Insurance Agency in Douglas. Great service, great prices. Brought to you also by LB's Hair Loss Doctors, Dr. Matthew Lopresti and Dr. Robert Leonard at 1-800-GET-HAIR. Change your lettuce, change your life.
Love those guys.
Florida prosecutors have reportedly offered a plea deal to Bob Kraft and 24 other men that were charged in the prostitution soliciting case in Florida. That is the standard diversion program offered to first-time offenders. And, of course, people are going to bitch about it because they don't understand.
Yeah.
The men, Mr. Kraft included, would all have to, under this program, concede that they would have been found guilty if it went to trial.
Yeah.
Perform 100 hours of community service.
Yes.
Attend a class on the dangers of prostitution.
Yes.
And pay $5,000 per count. Of course, Mr. Kraft was charged with 2 counts last month. And in return for complying with those demands.
Oh, you forgot one thing.
What?
They also have to take an STD test.
Oh, yes.
Yes. Okay.
Yummy.
Yeah.
Now, in return for complying with those requirements, the charges of misdemeanor soliciting prostitution would be dropped. According to the state attorney's office in Palm Beach County in Florida, none of the men have accepted so far. Of course, if Mr. Kraft were to accept, make that admission that he would have been proven guilty at trial, it could cause some serious issues within the NFL.
Well, he won't do that. I mean, everybody is, all sources are indicating that he will not admit any kind of guilt because he made a very strong statement saying that he was not guilty, that there was no way that he was guilty.
Yeah.
No, so, good for him.
Yeah, yeah. So you said people are complaining about this?
They are. We have some commentary from Lisa Thompson, who is with the National Center on Sexual Exploitation.
And here we see a case where a man who's worked with billions of dollars, who's extremely powerful, immensely influential, getting a cakewalk.
Oh, how much was the cakewalk? Was that extra? They hate us because they ain't us. It doesn't matter. I mean, he's getting the same, he's being offered the same plea deal that all of the other Johns are.
Right.
So it's not, there's no special treatment.
Right.
Yeah.
There's no special treatment.
You did your job.
Right. So, I don't know.
But he's going to have to go to trial now.
Well, he would.
If he's not going to accept this deal.
I would think he probably would, yeah.
That's what they're saying. So that's going to be a circus, you know? And I bet you that Goodell's going to use that. Use that to, like, enact some kind of rule he'd make up off the top of his head.
Yeah.
Saying that he can no longer be the owner of an NFL team.
Well, I mean, what else is he going to do? He's already moved the opening night away from the Patriots to some, you know, 100th anniversary game or whatever, 50th anniversary game or something between, I can't remember who it is, between the Buffalo American Youth Football League team and the the visitors from and the team from Iran.
Right.
I mean,
why doesn't he already go ahead and make a rule that the Patriots can only play with 5 guys?
I would say, yes,
just the Patriots.
Yes, he should.
Right.
Right.
Yes, he should. All right. Well, I don't think that there will be a plea deal that will be accepted. But we will see what happens when it comes to Mr. Kraft and the others. What else is in the news this morning?
Speaking of things that happen in Florida, let's get to the more salacious ones.
Fuel up the G4. We're flying to Florida.
And now,
a woman who thought she had bad Chinese food was actually pregnant.
Another edition of...
What is the reason why one would paint a tortoise?
Florida, not like the rest of us.
That's ridiculous.
There's an Arby's manager in trouble for attacking an employee who refused to work overtime. This happened in West Palm Beach. Letteria Akins is the manager of the local Arby's. She's 21. She's risen through the ranks pretty quickly. Now, on Saturday, she had asked one of her employees, Ernst Point du Jour, he's 29, to stay late, and he refused. So they started arguing, and she claims that he got up in her face. Huh. She pulled out some pepper spray, sprayed him in the eyes with it, and then chased him outside with a serrated kitchen knife, but aggressive.
Oh, I like it. Jeez.
I wonder, imagine the fun that she could have in the kitchen at Arby's if she was often heard to be shouting, "What is the soup du jour?"
Oh.
Do they have soup at Arby's?
I don't know, but I would put it on the menu so I could do that.
Okay. Yeah.
Now, she didn't stab the kid, but she did go to town on his car and slashed it up quite a bit.
Oh,
so geez. She's facing charges now for battery, aggravated assault, and criminal mischief.
All right. And she's not working there anymore?
Or? Well, they've got to do the internal investigation, Craig, as is often the case. We have to review the security tapes.
Pay.
Right. Exactly.
Good.
Do we have Arby's in Massachusetts?
I don't know.
We do?
Where's the closest one?
I don't know. We used to.
There used to be the one with the awesome giant cowboy hat sign over in Waltham,
I believe.
Oh, really?
For a long time.
Where was it?
That was near the old Waltham supermarket. Remember that place?
Oh, yeah.
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 So I haven't seen one recently. But yeah, they're around, LB.
You
need some curly fries?
Wow.
Yeah.
Sounds like a good place to grab a snack.
Mm-hmm. All right, what else is going on today, Danielle?
The brother of Jeff Bezos' mistress, Lauren Sanchez, said that he came out to protect her. Now, Michael Sanchez admitted that he struck what he called a deal with the devil and got $200,000 from the National Enquirer in exchange for helping the tabloid break the story about Jeff Bezos' extramarital affair. Now, Michael Sanchez said that he wanted to protect Lauren and Jeff because he didn't want the news of their romance to become public until both of their spouses were told.
So, that doesn't explain to me why he took $200,000 over all of the text messages and the D-pic to the National Enquirer. There's no real explanation from him as to why. How is that protecting either one of them?
He claims he never had access to the penis selfies.
Okay.
He said he spoke to Page Six in the New York Post. He said, "I may have helped the Enquirer with their story, but I never had access to the penis selfies." However,
I did it to help my sister.
Who has since cut ties with him.
Oh, yeah, of course.
She will not speak with him.
Yeah.
So investigators have found that Michael was the person that leaked the text, but he maintains the position that he was just doing it to help.
Okay.
I just did this to help.
All right.
I wanted to keep it quiet.
Going to be an interesting Thanksgiving at the Bezos house if he is invited over. All right. What else? What else is going on?
Let's talk about the Chinese woman that almost killed herself with an injection of fruit juice.
Oh.
She's 51 years old, lives in China, and was injecting herself with fruit juice to get healthy. She made this home remedy herself. She came up with it herself.
What was she suffering from?
She had...
Was it just a wellness thing? So she decided that rather than just drink some fruit juice, she was going to inject the fruit juice into herself as a homemade home remedy. Okay.
She mixed up 20 types of fruit juice and then hooked herself up to an IV. She had a severe reaction that caused her skin to itch and her temperature to spike. But regardless, she decided not to go to the hospital until later that night when her husband found out what she had done and freaked out. Now, here's the thing. She almost died. Multiple organ failure and sepsis. She ended up with liver, kidney, heart, and lung damage. Oh. She spent 5 days in intensive care and told doctors that she thought fresh fruits were very nutritious and didn't think it could hurt to just inject them straight into her bloodstream.
So not a good thing to do.
Do not do that.
If one is listening at home, That is not a verifiable home remedy.
Obscure reference. I believe Nikki Sixx or Motley Crue injected Jack Daniels into his arm because
yes,
he wasn't getting drunk fast enough by just drinking it.
Oh, that sounds completely normal.
Yeah. Well, he is not a doctor.
That sounds completely normal.
Good Lord. So Jerry Lee Lewis recovering from a big health scare, of course. He had a stroke. The doctor who is treating him says he is expected to recover completely.
Oh, good.
The 83-year-old musician suffered a minor stroke about 3 weeks ago, and his neurologist says that regardless of what he's been through in the last couple of weeks, he's expected to make a full recovery.
He is.
That's good news, yeah.
The killer. They call Jerry Lee Lewis the killer, and of course he is most well known for marrying his cousin, who was 14, I believe.
Myra.
At the time.
Myra. Yes.
Great. Now I have to watch Top Gun for lunch.
Goose. Goose.
All right. Danielle, thank you. More news coming up next. During the news a few moments ago, Danielle mentioned that a plea deal has been offered to Robert Kraft and the others that were caught up in the Orchids of Asia massage spa incidents a month or so ago. And a 617 texter, I'll read this verbatim. Greg, were you surprised when you watched The Inventor on HBO that Robert Kraft was an investor in Theranos, the company that The Inventor created in order to defraud people of hundreds of millions of dollars? And I said yesterday that I wasn't going to discuss The Inventor on the program until Shu had an opportunity to watch.
Mm-hmm.
And so have you?
I got through most of it. I haven't been able to finish it. It's pretty amazing.
Isn't it?
It's amazing how this woman was able to hide the facts.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's incredible. And that people were like, oh, okay.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean,
and they just gave her money.
Yeah. I mean, we think about the wildly well-respected and intelligent people that were, for instance, on her board of directors.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Henry Kissinger.
Right.
Former Secretary of State and former Stowe Selectman George Shultz.
Whoa.
Wow.
The investors, the venture capital guys and the angel investors who gave her hundreds of millions of dollars without ever finding whether or not her drop of blood test would work or not. It's amazing.
I mean, I can see it's like a really feel good kind of story. She's kind of like a medicine social justice warrior.
Yes, and maybe they're
in a rush to be the first in on this.
Oh yeah. Well, you see, you see Biden there. You see Bill Clinton there. Everybody was there.
Yeah.
And you probably enjoyed it because she is a bit of a nerd.
Oh my God. She's with that voice.
Yeah. With her.
We want to make it easier for people to
get blood tests.
It shouldn't be so expensive.
Her voice is so odd.
Oh,
and her eyes. You know, they point out throughout the documentary that she never blinked.
Yeah.
She had a weird thing where if you were in a meeting with her, it was impossible not to realize that she never. She has giant eyes.
A giant.
And she never
blinked.
She never blinked. So.
What's your favorite sound from the movie Star Wars?
Yoda.
What does Yoda sound like?
Yoda sounds like do or do not. There is no try.
I love Star Wars.
Yoda.
And Steve Jobs.
Very strange. Yeah. All right. Well, anyway.
That's a fascinating story.
At some point, we'll get into a full post-viewing discussion on The Inventor from HBO. It is 6:53, and it's the first day of spring. You can leave a Hillmail voicemail message about that or about any other topic on the Hillmail voicemail number, which is 617-779-5463. And we will play your Hillmail voicemail messages back at 8 on the show tomorrow. Speaking of Stowe, it is Stowe 5-0 at about 7:30. A quick look at some of the terrifying crimes that have been called in or walked in to my lifelong hometown police department, the Stowe PD. We'll do that at 7:30 tomorrow. And at 7:50 on tomorrow's show. We will go inside the warped female brain. So advice for you if you are a man when it comes to any and all relationship type issues that you are having from Danielle. That's 7:50 on tomorrow's show.
There's a man who changed his name to Michael Jackson because he was obsessed and a super fan, but he wants to change it back now after the Leaving Neverland documentary is aired.
Yes, of course he does.
He's from Britain. His name was Ben Lomas, but he changed his name to John Michael Jackson 4 years ago.
Oh, it was just 4 years ago.
Now, listen.
He's kind of late to the party there.
He is.
Yeah.
But he's got a little street cred in that over the last 25 years, he has spent over $1 million on Michael Jackson memorabilia and trips.
Huh.
But he works in the care industry with humans, and he thinks his name change is preventing him from getting a job, so he wants to change it back.
Huh. My name is John Michael Jackson. In light of the recent allegations that have come into the news and the documentary Leaving Neverland, I'm desperately trying to change my name so I can try to get a job back in the care industry. My original birth name was Ben Lomas. What made me change my name to Michael Jackson? I was a very big fan, a lifelong fan, and at the time I thought it was maybe a nice tribute to him. I used to be a huge Michael Jackson fan. My first concert was the History Tour back in 97, which turned out to be the last time he ever played in this country as well. From then, I collected everything, dolls, memorabilia.
Huh. Oh, what a waste of $1 million.
I mean, wow. Seriously.
I bet the value dropped rapidly on that memorabilia after Leaving Neverland aired on HBO. I would assume there's been a precipitous drop in the value of that kind of thing. Huh. All right, so, I mean, he can go ahead and change it, right?
Yeah.
What's he going to change it to, R. Kelly, or? The guy's got to be careful. He's got to be careful what name he chooses next.
I got deep, I shouldn't say that, into a Spotify-suggested playlist yesterday and wound up listening to an R. Kelly song that I hadn't heard before.
Oh, really?
And he used the term taser tongue, couldn't get home to peel my skin off fast enough.
Oh, new nickname for you, taser tongue.
No.
I'm surprised Spotify hasn't banned R. Kelly songs. No. They're late to the party on that.
In fact, the streaming numbers have gone up quite a bit because I had looked at a lot of stuff when we first did some of the stories.
Yeah.
And now that I went back in to look at some of his catalog, the numbers have changed drastically. So I don't know if it's people being like, I don't care, I'm going to listen to R. Kelly regardless, or morbid curiosity to find songs like I got listened to yesterday.
Huh.
Well, once you get in your car, you can protest all you want, but once you get in the car and driving, you're back into it, right?
That's true, you are. Yeah.
This is Kegger on the Framingham Ford Studio line. What's up, Kegger?
Hey, good morning, everybody. Kegger from Princeton, Massachusetts, and I'd like to give a huge shout-out to all my local 33 Roofers and Waterproofers Union brothers.
Okay.
And Mike Shue is an adopted resident of Worcester now.
Yeah.
That's his new hometown, and we're glad to have the Shue Master in there. And he's familiar with where the senior center is because of bingo night and the ballroom dancing. Yeah. But he's not familiar with the fact that we have an Arby's on Park Avenue in Worcester, Massachusetts.
Oh, well, there you go. LB had asked earlier where a local Arby's was because there was an Arby's manager in the news who attempted to assault an employee because the employee was refusing overtime. And so there were also several texters who wanted to point out that there is an Arby's in Auburn. If you're craving Arby's for lunch, LB, you can make your way out there. I would ask what type of sauce Arby's is known for, if there's anybody listening who can inform me of that, because we were talking about fast food restaurants and their sauces yesterday, and which one was goat.
Well,
and so if somebody can inform me if Arby's has their own special custom Arby's sauce, I would appreciate that on the text line.
I believe that Arby's changed into a Popeyes.
Oh, really?
Which is not a bad thing.
That's a good thing.
When we had the sauce discussion the other day, several texters were pointing out that Popeyes has their own sauce, mm-hmm. which is a really
and
good
it is excellent.
Yes. It is.
It is excellent.
What's the base on it?
It's kind of like one of those like a spicy aioli type sauce.
So it's kind of like the Chick-fil-A sauce.
Yeah,
or
similar.
Nothing like
it's similar. Nothing, I'd say.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe those special sauces are like the special restaurant sauce. They always kind of have that same kick to them. You know, that mm-hmm. same
kind
of element. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry, a little hot. No, I was going to say Arby's is their sauce is barbecue.
They have a horsey sauce.
Horsey sauce is great.
All the texters are saying Arby's has the horsey sauce.